在约伯和他三个朋友的谈话里面
，From the argument of Job and the three of his friends，
我们说过，因为他们的态度不同
，Because they had different attitude，
因此结果就不同
，So it brought the different result。
三个朋友在属灵的真理上没有长进。
The three friends, in truth, they did not understand.
约伯因为一直在那里探讨他受苦的真相。
Because Job was continued to seek for the truth why he was suffering.
带着一个诚实的心来面对他所受的问题。
With a honest heart, he was searching for the problem of his suffering.
并且一直不忘的要从神那里找到答案。
He never forget that the answer only comes from God.
在这个不断的谈话之中，神就已经开始向他施恩。
From their conversation, the Lord already gradually blessed him.
从这里，让我们每一个弟兄姊妹学一个很重要的功课。
So all of us can learn a lesson from it.
属灵的事不要马马虎虎。
Don't take spiritual matters too lightly.
我们好多时候来遇到困难的问题，就会埋怨神。
A lot of time when we have problems, we start to complain.
还有一些人就让他过去。
And some others will just let it go.
受苦我们就受苦了，有什么办法？
Well, if the affliction comes to us, just take it.
那么如果苦不出来，也让我倒霉，苦出来总会出来的。
If I can go through, that's fine. Otherwise, I think I'm going to go through it.
你说我有罪吗？我真有罪吗？神就罚我，没有罪，你说也没有用。
If you think I have sinned, God will give me punishment. Otherwise, whatever you say doesn't mean anything.
甚至有些人说，你又说我有罪，我就是有罪了，有什么办法呢？
If you think I'm a sinner, well, what can I do anyway?
那这样的人一定不能在真理上有所长进。
So this kind of person cannot improve in the truth.
我们的神是非常开明的神。
Our God is a God of understanding.
只要是我们带着诚实的心，我们就是有很多的疑问，甚至于不满，都可以倾倒在他的面前。
Only if we have a sincere heart, even we dissatisfy about his dealings, and he will come to us.
神仍然要赐给他真理的亮光，并且要祝福他。
And he will give us the light of his truth and also bless us.
所以现在我们来看约伯怎么样有一些错误的，一些理解被神一一的。
We want to discuss this afternoon. What are the mistakes of Job and how God corrects them one by one?
那约伯最初所讲的话是讲什么话呢？
At the beginning, what did Job say?
那就是第三章那里所说的。
That's what said in chapter 3.
就是咒诅他的生日。
He cursed about his own birthday.
他想死。
He wanted to die.
他觉得活着没有意思。
He said it's not meaningful to live.
要问一问我们这里弟兄姊妹，有没有人也曾经想过死？
I'd like to ask you, do any of you sometime think of committing suicide?
曾经想过死的有多少人举举手？
How many of you raise your hand?
哎呀，很多人了，那请放下手来。为什么觉得要想死活着没有意思呢？
Why do you feel like to die not to live?
我想多半的时候都是不得志的时候。
I think most of the time is the time you don't get what you wanted.
那受苦的时候
is when you suffer.
那么这与约伯是有点相似。
And Job was similar.
但是你在想死的时候，是不是像约伯一样在神的面前有个祷告呢？
And when you feel like to die, do you act like Job, still have a heart of praying?
可能很多人就没有了。
Maybe not many of you had that.
你看约伯在这里想到死的问题，他就觉得为什么他会生到地上来。
He thought about death, then he thought, why I have to be born.
他一想到那一天，他心里面就有很大的气愤。
And he thought about this, he was in great anger.
所以就把他的愤怒都倾倒在那一天的事情上。
And he poured all his anger on the day of his birth.
所以说愿那日变为黑暗。第三章第四节。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
那愿第二节。愿我生的那日所怀了男胎的那夜都灭没。
Verse 3. let the day perish on which I was to be born.
那一直到后面都把那一个愤怒的心情放在他的生日那一天上面。
He expressed all his anger on the day of his birth.
所以我们常常唱那个快乐生日歌呢，他应该是另外一个唱法了。
When we sing the song Happy Birthday, probably he should sing differently.
我们看见那一天生日，实际上不止他一个人。
We saw that day.
不光是他一个人生。
Maybe that day was not only his birthday.
你觉得那一天不好，别人说我还觉得很好嘞。
He feels that day was not good. Maybe somebody else feels it's a good day.
你不要那一天，我还要了。
If you don't want that day, somebody else wants.
但是约伯他就因为自己生在那一天，他就不愿意要那一天。
Because Job cursed that day, he was not willing to accept that date.
在这里你就知道一个受苦的人的脑筋常常不大正常。
So we know a suffering person, his mind is not very normal.
我们常说这想不开，想不开，这就这个意思了。
Why you cannot forget about it?
那因此你要受苦的时候，你要防备你的思想。
So when you are suffering, you have to be careful about your mind.
很多不合理、不正常的思想会出现在你的脑海里。
A lot of unreasonable thoughts can appear.
常常这些思想都是只顾自己不顾别人的。
All the thoughts usually ordinarily is self-centered.
我们看见不光是约伯如此，另外有一个大先知也是如此。
Not only Job is like that, another prophet was so.
有谁啊？
Who is that?
耶利米。我们看见他的思想比约伯更糟糕。
Elias' thought was even worse than Jacob.
好，我们来看看耶利米二十章，耶利米书二十章
，Jeremiah chapter 20,
第十四节
，verse 14.
耶利米书第二十章第十四节
，Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 14.
愿我生的那日受咒诅。愿我母亲产我的那日不蒙福，这跟约伯一样。
Cursed be the day when I was born. Let the day not be blessed when mother bore me.
那是十五节就加上一个咒诅。
In verse 15, add another curse on it.
给我父亲报信的说，你得了儿子，使我父亲甚欢喜的，愿那人受咒诅。
Cursed be the man who brought the news to my father.
所以这个报信的人都倒霉了。
So the messenger also was cursed.
那这个话不是一个小孩子说的，是个大先知说的。
This was not said by a child, it's by a prophet.
那实在是错得太离谱了。
It really was a mistake.
但是这竟然是一个事实，并且还写在书上。
But it was a fact and also recorded on the book.
那这是给我们一个受苦的人一个何等大的提醒。
This is a great reminder to us who are suffering.
所以你一定要说一些不好听的话呢，最好是到神的面前去说。
If you want to complain some bad words, better go to God.
感谢神呢，他听了不会生气的。
Thank the Lord, he never take offense of this.
那在这个约伯想到这个死亡的时候呢，他有一些不正确的思想。
When Job thought about death, he has a lot of mistaken thoughts.
那这一个死亡的问题也是约伯记里面一个很重要的探讨题目。
The problem of death, we can study from this book clearly.
我们看第三章，它是怎样的形容死亡。
In chapter 3, we can see how it describes the death.
那我们可以从第十三节练到第十九节。
We can read from verse 13 through 19.
这是约伯想到死亡以后的情景。
That's the things will happen after death, Job thought.
我们一起来练。
Let's read it together.
不然我就早已躺卧安睡，和地上为自己重造荒丘的君王谋士，或与有金子与银子装满了房屋的王子一同安息，像隐而未现不到期而落的胎归于无有，如同未见光的婴孩，在那里恶人子息困扰， 困乏人得享安息，被困的人同得安逸，不听见毒工的声音，大小都在那里，奴仆脱离主人的辖制。那么这里讲到死亡是怎样一种情景呢？
How does it tell us about death?
那这里还有人生命的存在。
Here still has the existence of life.
所以他不认为人死如灯灭，灯灭就完全消失了。
He doesn't think after you die you are completely perished.
这是我们差不多每个人共同都相信的。
We all believe this.
但是这个死亡是一个什么样子？死亡呢，其实一个众人和平共存的所在。
He feels that death is everybody can live together peacefully.
所以连老的，连少的
，old and young，
有钱的，穷人的
，rich and poor，
有地位的，没有地位的
，those in high position and the lowly，
大家都在一起，互相不干涉
，and they all live together。Peaceful.
这个是不合乎圣经了。
This is not biblical.
因为我们知道死亡以后怎么且有审判呢
？We know after death there is judgment.
这个好的就要得奖赏，坏的就要受怎么责罚
？If you are good, you have reward; otherwise, you have punishment.
那么他认为死亡呢，不过是终止了地上那些不公平和劳苦的那一些现象。
But he thought that death is the ending of the injustice and the labor.
因此在那里最能够让他羡慕的就是可以得到安息。
And he admires the peace in there.
那这是他所以羡慕死亡一个很重要的原因。
That's the main reason why he admires death.
但是慢慢的他又发现死亡不一定是如此可以羡慕。
Then gradually he discovered that death is not that admirable.
我们来看这个第七章第八节和二十一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 8 through 21.
第七章八节和二十一节。
Verse 8 and verse 21. Chapter 7.
观看我的人，他的眼必不再见我。你的眼目要看我，我却不在了。
The eye of him who sees me will behold me no more. The eyes will be on me, but I will not be.
二十一节，为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪孽？我现今要躺卧在尘土中，你要殷勤地寻找我。我却不在了。
Verse 21. Why then dost thou not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? Now I will lie down in the dust.
我们再看第十章二十节和二十一节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 20 and 21.
十章二十节，我的日子不是甚少吗？求你停手宽容我，叫我在往而不返之先。就是往黑暗和死荫之地之以前，可以得着畅快。那地甚是幽暗，是死荫混沌之地，那里的光好像幽暗。这一段话是讲到死亡又是一个很可怕的地方。
He said that death seems to be a terrifying place.
与他第三章那个地方所有的想法又不同了。
It's contrary to the thought he had in chapter 3.
所以在他心里面仍然觉得好死不如歹活。
You think to die peacefully is not better than living.
不，对于这个生还是一个很值得羡慕的事。
You still think to live is worthwhile.
他所以想要死的，实际上是对于神的一种撒娇。
He wanted to die because he felt rebellious against God.
所以刚刚第七章来说，你要找我，你就再找不到了。
So in chapter 7 said, if you want to seek for me, I will be no more.
他两次这样的向神说出了那孩子撒娇的语气。
Tries to talk to God as if he is a child.
他这个方法不能达到的时候呢，他又更进一步说：若真是想死，不过我不自杀，最好神把我杀死。
Then He said, if I cannot die, I'm not going to kill myself, but you kill me.
我们来看第六章第八节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 8.
第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
啊，唯愿我得着所祈求的，愿神赐给我所缺望的，就是愿神把我压碎，伸手把我剪除。还有啊，这个第十章啊，还有十三节啊，第六章十三节。
Verse 13, chapter 6.
我应该不是，第十章第十节，对不起。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
第十章第十节，你不是到处我来好像来，是我临界如饼吗？第十三节，然而你待我这些事早已藏在你心里，我知道你久有此意。那么这里好像我引证的不是很正确，不过他在第六章第八节讲到他盼望神能够把他杀死。
In chapter 6 verse 8 he hoped that God will kill him.
那这一些呢，你晓得他想死并不是一个内心里面真正的要求。
So he feel like to die is not really the requesting from the bottom of his heart.
那么对于这个死的看法，神到底给了他什么新的启示呢？
Concerning the death, what did God reveal to him?
我们看见到了后面第十九章，神就给他一个很明显的一个新的亮光。
In chapter 19, God gave him a very evident light.
你看在十九章第二十六节。
Verse 26.
我这皮肉灭绝以后，我必在肉体之外得见神，我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。
Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes shall see, and not another.
这一段话就对于人死了之后，一人能够与神面对面，有了一个很清楚的把握。
This tells gives us assurance that righteous men after they die they can be with God.
那在这个死亡的这一个问题上，他就有了更深一步的认识。
In the problem of death, he has a deeper understanding.
那么除掉这个之外，约伯他心里面常觉得他的公义没有人能够了解。
Job always felt that his righteousness is not recognized by others.
他发现跟朋友的辩论，这个理由辩论不出来。
He could not explain that to his friends.
他与这个神辩论，神用事实好像把他压在这个罪人的行列里。
He tried to argue with God. It seems to be the Lord put him in the group of sinners.
因此他一直有一个盼望，能够有一个中间人或者是个律师来做他的辩护。
So he always hoped there will be a mediator to advocate for him.
那让他与人之间有一个判断的人。
There will be a judge between man and God.
让他在神与他之间有一个裁判的人。
And he will be the judge between Job and God.
在他觉得这实在是很难找。
And he felt it was so difficult to find one like this.
到怎么找一个人做神和人的公证人呢？
How can we find somebody to be the mediator?
那有想到在这一点上，他慢慢的也看见是有这么一个神人之间的中保可以出现。
But in this, that gradually he found it is possible to have a mediator like this.
来，我们再看第十九章第二十三节到二十五节。
Let's read chapter 19,
20,
verse 23 to 25.
那唯愿我的言语现在写上，都记录在书上，用贴笔镌刻，用铅关在磐石上，直存到永远。我知道我的救赎主活捉，没有了必站在地上。那这一段话是他的一个愿望，但是第二十五节呢，却是一个有福的确据。
This tells us not only his hope, but also in verse 25, give us the assurance.
那么二十三节、二十四节的愿望呢？实际上神也给他成全了。
And the hope in verse 23 and 24, God indeed fulfilled it.
那以至于今天我们看见他的公义记录在约伯记上。
That's why today we see his righteousness is recorded in Job.
千秋万代的人都知道他是个义人。
Many, many generations knows that he was a righteous man.
另外他也知道他有一个救赎主。
Also know that he has a redeemer.
这个救赎主就是我们的耶稣基督。
And this redeemer is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个救赎主的真理其实是在旧约里面一个很少被人看见的真理。
The truth of Redeemer in Old Testament time is very rarely seen by anybody.
这一个救赎主就是他在神人之间的中保。
This Redeemer is the mediator between man and God.
我们再看第十六章第十八节和第十八节第十九节。
Let's read chapter 16.
我们
verse 18 and 19.
我们一起来练。
Let's read it together.
地呀，不要遮盖我的靴，不要阻挡我的哀求。现今在天有我的见证，在上有我的中保。所以这一个救赎主就是他的中保，他与神之间的一个为他担保辩护的人。
So this Redeemer is his advocate and the one talks for him between God and man.
那这样一个人，我们晓得在原文的意思上是不是一个普通的人能够担当的。
In the original language, this mediator is not anybody can take this post.
在旧约圣经只有另外一个地方谈到这同样的事。
In the Old Testament, there's another place talk about the same problem.
那这样的一个人。
This person.
那就是在路德记里面。
In the book of Ruth.
我们来看路德记第二章第二十节。
Ruth.Chapter 2, verse 20.
路德记第二十章第二十节。拉欧米对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断地恩待活人死人。拉欧米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至敬的亲属。路德记路德记第二章第二十节
verse 20. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, May he be blessed of the Lord, who has not withdrawn his kindness to the living and to the dead. Again, Naomi said to her, The man is our relative. He is one of our closest relatives.
那在这里的英文翻译成这个好像很近的亲戚。
The English version is a close relative.
那实际上是可以翻译成 kinsman redeemer.
Actually, we can translate to kinsman redeemer.
那所以这个中保啊，你看见是怎样一个人才能做中保？
So you can see what kind of person can be the redeemer.
一个人与他有血统上的关系。
Is somebody who has blood relationship with him.
并且这一个中保他有能力。能够救赎他一切的困难
and also he has power to redeem him from all trouble
那这就是神给人所设立的一个救赎主的样式
this is the type of redeemer God set for man
那耶稣基督他是神的儿子
Jesus Christ he is son of God
所以他能够与神之间有关系
he can have relationship with God
但是他也必须成为人
But he has to become man.
所以他能够称我们人做他的弟兄。
So he can call us brothers.
所以他能与人也有关系。
So he can have relationship with us.
这一个中保呢，他一定有能力能够担保。
Being a mediator, he has to be able to be our guarantee.
他有这个心愿意做担保。
He has the willingness to guarantee for us.
那主耶稣基督，他实在有这个能力。
Jesus Christ indeed has this power.
他是没有犯罪的，所以他能够替我们犯罪的人付了赎价。
And he is sinless. That's why he can take our sin and pay our price.
那以至于我们能够接受他的担保，得着释放。
And because of the he is our redeemer, we can be relieved.
那这一个中保，他又能够胜过死亡，所以他能在神的面前为罪人祷告。
This redeemer, he can overcome death and standing before God to pray for us.
啊，当初约伯他不过是个幻想。但实际上哪知道神早已经给他预备了这样一个救主。
At Job's time it was only imagination, but the Lord prepared a mediator just like he imagined.
在旧约里面虽然是一个暗藏的啊不明显的真理，但是神就把他赐给了这个受苦的约伯。
But at that time it was just only a hidden truth, but the Lord give this redeemer to him.
我们今天在新约里头就能够了解这个救赎主对我们的救恩是有多么大的关系。
So in the New Testament time, we can understand how this redeemer is closely related to us.
我们来看希伯来书第七章二十五节。新约希伯来书七章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it all together.
希伯来书七章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求，所以靠着这个中保的人，能够得着永远的救恩。
Through this mediator, we can receive the ultimate salvation.
因为他不但过去救我们，他永远救我们。
He not only saved us in the past, also saved us eternally.
像这样的救主是多么奇妙的救主。
How wonderful is a savior like this?
我这里想起了一个小小的故事。
I thought about a little story.
从前有一个人他收到一封电报。
There was a man received a telegram.
告诉他某亲戚就要死了。
And one of the relatives was going to die.
在遗嘱里面已经好安排将来把财产都传给他。
He already arranged in his will that the position he had will be handed to him.
我不知道你收到这样电报你是欢喜是不欢喜。
I don't know when you receive a telegram like this, will you be happy?
很大的财产啊。
A lot of wealth.
你欢喜还是不欢喜呢？
Will you be happy?
这个人很欢喜。
He was very happy.
所以等那个死的消息来到。
He waiting for the news, the news of death.
第二次呢，来了一封信说没有死。
Second time he received a letter, he didn't die.
哎呀，到手的财产都没有得到。
And all the wealth he couldn't take it.
那么过了一段日子，另外一个亲戚打个电报来。
And another day he get a telegram.
说这个亲戚死掉了。
Said this relative indeed dead, died.
他现在很欢喜了。
Now he's very joyful.
因为那个亲戚从前告诉他，我死了，我的东西都是你的。
Because their relative told him whatever I have is yours after I die.
所以他就赶快跑了去要拿财产。
And he went there to try to take the property.
这个法庭说你的文件在哪里呢？
He said, where is the deeds?
那个死人的遗嘱在什么地方？
Where is the will?
他说没有遗嘱，他口头亲自告诉我的。
He said, I don't have the will, he just tell me by mouth.
我怎么知道他告诉你的？
How do I know he told you?
我法咒启示他跟我讲过。
I swear he said it.
哎呀，他说你法咒启示也没有用。
He said, that's not useful.
真的，他是这么讲的。
He said, indeed he said it.
你讲也没有用。
No use.
哎呀，他说如果这个人活过来跟我讲句话就好了。
He thought if that man come back again, then it was.
但是这个人活不过来了。
But that man cannot come back again.
所以他又是没有拿到财产。
So he didn't take all his property.
我感谢神，我们耶稣基督死而复活的救主。
We thank God our Lord Jesus Christ, he died and resurrected.
所以因着他的死，我们可以得他的恩典。
Because of his death, we can receive his blessing.
因着他的复活，可以为我们称义做见证。
Because of his resurrection, we can be justified and testified.
所以这个救恩是一个永久的救恩，是个坚固的救恩。
So this salvation is an eternal one.
对于我们来说是没有什么可以值得怀疑的。
We should have no doubts on this.
在这一点上，神 把这个真理启示给了约伯。
And through this point, God have revealed this truth to Job.
不但是这样，对于约伯来说，神已经告诉他，他受苦是有另外一番含义的。
Not only so, the Lord told Job there is another meaning for him to suffer.
我们看第二十三章第十节。
Let's read chapter 23, verse 10.
二十三章第十节。
Chapter 23, verse 10.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
啊，然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。那么他已经晓得他的受苦好像是从神那里来的。
He knew that the suffering came from God.
啊，神知道他一切所遭遇的。
And God knew everything he experienced.
那么这一些的苦难呢，不过是神把他当金金一样的来熬炼。
All this suffering, God used it to try him as gold.
这是不是一个事实的真相呢？
Is it the truth?
那的确是如此。
It was indeed so.
可是这样一个亮光却没有把他抓牢。
But this revelation did not really hold him fast.
他因为受苦太大，也许是朋友激动他太多，所以不能给他带来很大的安慰。
Because he suffered, the suffer was too great, and also stirred up by the friend, he really did wasn't comforted too much.
但无论如何，我们看见在他的苦难之中，神并没有丢弃他。
But through all the suffering, the Lord did not forsake him.
在这里，我就想起诗篇。那里十七章所讲的一些话。
I recall what's said in Psalms, chapter 17.
二十七章。
27.
诗篇二十七篇第五节。
Verse 5. Psalm 27, verse 5.
我们一起念。
Let's read it together.
这一节圣经很宝贝。因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我。在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。患难常常让我们觉得神躲藏起来。
Trouble often make us feel that God hides from us.
那但是神并没有离弃我们。
But God never forsakes us.
他不过是在暗暗地保守我们。
And he protects us secretly.
所以当我们真站立不住的时候，他一定会用一些奇妙的方法来安慰我们，或者来带领我们。
When we feel we cannot stand anymore, he will comfort us with the wonderful ways.
那神如今就是在患难之中，这样暗暗的与他的仆人同在。
And God, when we are suffering, he is with us secretly.
我们看见约伯，所以有这样子的一种亮光。与他的信心是不可分开的。
Why Job have all this revelation? I think it's very much close related to his faith.
在这一些话语的里面，约伯常常不自禁地把他坚强的信心流露出来。
Through all the words, he exposed his faith.
那这几节圣经我们可以记载下来，我们只念一节就好了。
We read one verse.
打第六章第十节。还有第十三章十五节，还有十七章第九节，我们只要念十三章第十五节。
We read chapter 13, verse 15.
这是好多人知道一句著名的这个信心的话语。
This is a famous verse for our faith.
啊，他必撒我，我虽无指望，然而我在他面前还要辨明我所行的。
Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Nevertheless, I will argue my ways before him.
啊，这句有的圣经好像 King James 翻译成，他虽然杀我，我还要信靠他。
James version said, even if he slay me, I still want to believe him.
那你看这样子一个人对于神的那种投靠，死也死在主的怀里，这是一个多么可爱神的孩子。
This is a beautiful trusting a child of God can depend on him.
可是我们看见他这样子的信心，并不是在他与人谈话的时候表现得很完全。
But this kind of faith he didn't show very well when he talked with his friends.
以至于这些朋友不断地激动他的时候，最后他说了一些 自暴自弃或者是疯狂的话语。
So the friends talked to him and he answered to them with some foolish words.
他要把他自己的无辜和公义表达出来。
He wanted to express his innocence and his justice.
所以约伯最后的一段谈话，我们可以称他为自我的大暴露。
So the final words Job said, we can say is self exposition.
那记载在29章到31章。
It's recorded in chapter 29 and 31.
我们可以说29章是约伯讲到从前的我。
In chapter 29, Job talked about his old himself.
在这一章里面，他讲到自己蒙福的光景。
This he described when he was blessed by God.
那么到底有些什么福乐呢？
What was the blessings?
那第一个福乐就是神是他最好的朋友。
The first blessing, God was his intimate friend.
那这是一个属灵人最重要的福乐。
That's the most important thing for a spiritual man.
那有一天我在一个地方聚会。
One day I had a meeting.
一个弟兄他说，我认为神要给我最大的祝福，我只要一样。
He said, God gave me a lot of blessing, but I want just one.
就是让我的眼睛能够看见我的儿子成才。
So that my eyes will see my son established.
我觉得这一个基督徒所最羡慕的福分，就是将来儿子成才。这有一点不是很高尚哈。
I thought it was not a very good thinking.
我不知道神说你最羡慕的福分第一样是什么。
I don't know what is the most blessing you admire to.
约伯的答案就是说，我最羡慕、最宝贝的就是神是我的亲爱朋友。
To Job, the thing he admires is God is his close friend.
这就把这个人信仰的纯正呢，在这里表明出来了。
So it shows his integrity and his faith.
那么第五节到第六节是讲到他儿女他家庭的幸福。
Verse 5 and 6 talk about the happiness in his family.
讲到他儿女终日环绕他的时候，我们不能想象他心里头何等的心酸。
When his children were around him, probably when he talked about it, he must be very sad.
并且讲到了家庭里面那一些物质的享受是多么的丰富。
Talk about enjoyment, material things.
好，奶多到一个地步可以当洗脚水。
So much milk that he can use it to wash his feet.
那家里面那种物质，这好像无地可存。
And so much that he cannot contain in his home.
第七节到二十五节是讲到他在社会上所蒙的福分。
Verse 7 and 25 talks about his social status.
那讲到他这个人的性格就是一个有福的人。
And his character is a character of blessing.
那随时随地人看见他都尊敬他。
Everybody sees him, respect him.
那第八节讲到不分老少，大家都尊敬他。
In verse 8, young and old always respect him.
第九节、第十节讲到各种阶层的人都尊敬他。
He said people from different level also honor him.
他好像困苦人的及时雨。
He is the helper of the troubled.
他是呢需要者的梁柱。
He also is the supporter of the needy.
更重要，他是无法无天之人的寇星。
The most important thing, he will fight for the weak one.
十四节到十六节。
Verse 14 through 16.
那他在人群之间呢，是一个无冕的君王。
And among the men, he is also like a king.
对，无论人有什么纠纷，约伯一来，一定调解得好。
No matter what kind of trouble, when he comes, it's always solved.
他的话语出来，好像甘雨春露。
When he speaks, it's just like the dew on the grass.
甚至于他说，人愁眉苦展的时候，只要他一笑，人的灵感就来了。
When somebody is worried, only if he smiles and he is relieved.
那二十四节就是这个意思。
In verse 24.
所以这一个人的一生呢，是这样的稳固啊。从哪一方面看，他说他不应该受苦的。
In all his life, he feels so secure that he didn't think he should suffer.
他觉得这样的人应该是活到死的时候，所以是平安的。
He felt that a man like this should live a long time until the day he should die.
但是第三十章他就转过来看看现在的自己。
In chapter 30, he looks at himself at that present time.
从第一节一直到第这个第十五节，讲到人苦待他的光景。
From verse 1 through 15, he described how people mistreated him.
他只讲一种人怎样苦待他。
Talk about one kind of man mistreated him.
就是讲那一些下流、最下流的人。
Those lowly people.
那甚至于好像与禽兽差不多的人，把他当笑谈。
They were just like beasts, but scoff him.
以他为歌曲。
And if,
第九节。
And make him become a taunt.
第十节讲到不住的吐口水在他的脸上。
And they also spit on his face.
并且不断的一次一次的来戏弄他。
Once and another, they mock him.
啊，你看前后那个地位的对比呀、啊，是多么的突出。
How great a contrast is from chapter 29 and 30.
除了这外面的痛苦之外
，from the pain and externally.
十六节到第三十一节是讲到他灵里头的痛苦。
Verse 16 through 31 talks about his spiritual suffering.
这个痛苦就是神把他丢掉了。
This suffering is God has forsaken him.
他向神发出不满的声音。
And he cried to God with dissatisfaction.
二十节和二十一节。
Verse 21 and 22.
主啊，我呼求你，你不应允我，我站起来，你就定睛看我，你向我变心，待我残忍，又用大人追逼我。
I cry out to thee for help, O thou thy hand, thou dost persecute me.
那他在那里埋怨神不够朋友啊。
He was complaining God was not like a friend.
我没有变心，你向我变心。
I have not changed, but you become so cruel.
想到这种痛苦，他还比任何的痛苦都难以忍受。
This was the great misery for Job.
你看第十节就讲到这个痛苦，好像敲骨吸髓的痛苦一样。
In verse 17, he feels that this pain is like.His bones were into pieces.
那么现在他转过来就看看他自己。
Then he turned around, looked at himself.
觉得这样好的人受这样大的苦。
A good man like me still suffer like this.
这么好的人却没有人欣赏。
A man like me, nobody appreciates.
那只有自己来欣赏自己。
Then he started to appreciate himself.
所以这个我就不断的出现了。
Then he continued to mention about I.
啊，我们注意第四十二章“我”字是四十二个字。
In chapter 42.
二十九节，二十九章是四十二个字。
In chapter 29,
四十二个字。
42 times he talk about I.
三十章是五十四个“我”字。
In chapter 30, 54 times I.
三十一章是六十二个“我”字。
In chapter 31, 62 times he said I.
这个我是越来越多了。
The more he talked, the more I he said.
我们好像这三十一章啊，约伯进到一个波有镜子的房间里头一样。
In chapter 31, as if Job walked in a house of mirror.
房顶也是镜子，左面也是镜子，右面也是镜子。
It's mirror from both four sides.
所以一站进去，有千千万万的约伯在那里头出现。
When he's standing in that room, thousands of Jobs appears.
哎呀，这一个人是多么的美丽呀！
And he really think how beautiful I am.
他就讲到他为人是多么的美丽。
And how beautiful my character is.
讲到人间所有的罪，他一样都没有份。
And he was sinless.
我们注意这个三十一章里头有这个十九次讲到弱弱弱，假弱的弱。
In chapter 31, 19 times he talks if.
那么这个弱呢，都是讲到啊，他犯了这种罪的话，就是这人常有的罪，他说他一样也没有。
He said, if I have committed any kind of sin, that means he never committed any one of this.
那譬如说，人常容易在有钱的时候犯了淫乱的罪，他说我没有犯过。
He said, a rich man is very easy to commit adultery, but I never had this.
他不但没有行为上犯过，他说连我心里面 动一念都没有动过。
I did not even commit in my deeds, not even in my thoughts.
哦，为什么？因为他说我开头我就跟我的眼睛啊就立了条约的。
Because he said at the beginning I had covenant with my eyes.
让我的眼睛不要随便乱看。
So my eyes will not look just freely.
所以我就不会有什么试探临到。
That's why no temptation will come to me.
大卫也学到这个就不错了。
If David learned this, that would be good.
那么对于邻舍来说呢？
To his neighbors.
啊，这对于人人都是一律公平看待。
He was equal, to anybody.
他甚至于对他的工人、家里的仆人也十分的尊重。
And he also respected his own slaves.
那我们来看第十三节啊，练到第十五节。
Let's read verse 13 through 15.
我们一起来练。
Let's read together.
我的仆婢与我争辩的时候，我若藐视不听他们的情节，我将怎样行呢？他查问我怎么回答呢？照我在仆中的，不也是照他吗？将我与我传在仆中的，不是一位吗？为什么他这样尊敬这个仆人呢？
Why did he respect the servants?
因为他还是从敬畏神出发的。
Because he is started from his fearing God.
他认为人人在神的面前都是平等。
He feels that everyone is equal before God.
实在是一个最好的人权主义者。
This is a really a great humanism.
那么在那些穷苦需要的人，没有一个人他是让他失望而回。
He never disappointed any needy person.
所以不但是观念如此，他的行为也是如此。
Not only his ideas like that, in his deeds.
那么对于神的态度怎么样呢？
How did he treat God?
也是正洁没有瑕疵的。
He was holy.Without blemish.
就是二十四节到三十四节。
Verse 24 through 30.
穷苦的时候不能使他不信神。
When he's poor, and nobody can stop him believing God.
当他快乐的时候，他也不会拜偶像。
When he's joyful, he will not worship idols.
所以他是一个完美公义的化身。
So he is a perfect and righteous man.
哦，越讲到后面，他越觉得这些人不认识他。
The more he talks about himself, the more he feels nobody appreciates him.
连神也不为他做见证。
Neither God to testify for him.
一讲到这里，忽然他气愤起来了。
When he thought about this, he was in great anger.
所以向神发出挑战。
So he challenged to God.
神啊，你站出来。
He said, God, stand out.
跟我辩论一下。
And argue with me.
这些都是我的供状。
This is my case.
有什么错的，你把它指证出来。
What wrong have done, please declare.
我相信最后。不但不能证明我的错误
I believe that you cannot prove my wrong
并且这些供状呢都成为我公义的最好见证人
And all these cases prove that I'm a just
啊，我们来看第三十五节
Let's read verse 35
啊，读到第三十七节
Through 37
我们一起练
Let's read it together
唯愿有一位肯听我的看啦在这里有我所画的押愿全能者回答我愿那敌我者所写的状词在我这里我必戴在肩上又捆在头上为冠冕我必向他述说我脚步的数目譬如君王进到他的面前当这一些似乎荒唐的话说出来的时候
When he talk about all these wild words
所有三个朋友都喝呆了。
His three friends was frightened.
对，没有一个人敢讲话。
Nobody dared to talk anymore.
约伯他说我的话也讲完。
Job said I finished what I want to talk.
他已经发疯发到极顶了。
Because he really talked wildly enough.
似乎到这个时候呢，一切的事情已经告一个结束。
It sounds like here should come to an end.
没有想到，忽然之间鞋里杀出个程咬金来。
But all of a sudden, another person came out.
那这个人是这四个人都没有看在眼中的。
And this was a person among these four, nobody really cares for him.
那就是这个年轻人以利户。
That's the young man Elihu.
32 through 37.
In chapter 32 through 37.
这一个人实在是一个神秘的人物。
He is a very a secret person.
他什么时候来的,
we didn't know when did he come.
他一来以后, 哗啦哗啦, 讲一顿话, 什么时候走的,
and he, when he talks a lot, and we don't know when did he left.
但是我们可以知道, 在三个朋友开始辩论的时候, 他已经在他们中间,
but we know at the beginning of the three friends' discourse, he was already among them.
因为他明显地把所有的辩论都曾经听过,
because he heard everything they discussed.
那么他能够在这个回话里面能够把他们双方都加以批判,
and in his answer, he criticized all of them.
为什么圣经里没有记载他呢?
Why the Bible didn't record it about him?
他的出现没有记载下来呢?
Why didn't record his appearance?
这个好像一般人看不起年轻人是有同样的原因吧?
Maybe many of us despise the young man.
这个年轻人, 我们知道他当初来可能不是为了帮助约伯。
Maybe the intention when he came wasn't try to help Job.
他来是要从这四个 树林的长者领受真理的教训,
he came to try to learn some truth from these elderly people.
他一定晓得有很多宝贝的真理从他们的口里发出来,
he knew that from their mouth will come a lot of truth.
所以他仔细地在那里听,
so he listened carefully.
但是他听了以后, 听了一肚子的气,
but after he heard it, he was burned inside.
所以你看第一节到第32章第一节到第5节, 一共有三次讲到他发脾气。
In verse chapter 32, verse 1 through 5, three times talk about he was angry.
他为什么发脾气呢?
Why he was angry?
因为他存了很大的盼望,
because he came with a great hope.
认为这些老年人一定很有智慧,
thought the old people must have a lot of wisdom.
发现这些人都是一人一字号各吹各的调,
discovered that everyone insists their own way,
并没有在这个实际的真理上有这么新鲜的亮光,
they really don't have any new revelation in the truth,
没有找到问题的根本,
they did not find the answer of the problem,
也不客观地在那里探讨,
they are not searching objectively,
所以他气得不得了,
so he was angry.
那他 要讲话的时候, 可以说是正是要爆炸的时候。
When he started to talk, he almost felt like to be bursted.
我们看第32章第19节。
Chapter 32, verse 19.
我们一起来练。
Let's read together.
32章19节和20节。
Verse 20.
我的胸怀如盛酒之郎, 没有出气之缝, 又如新皮带快要破裂，我要讲话，使我舒畅，我要开口回答。那他要讲话，也是为了让他能够泄泄气。
He wanted to talk just to relieve his anger.
所以这些话出来是一泻千里。
So when he started to open, he just talked a lot.
一口气讲了六章话。
And when he started to talk, he talked six chapters.
他在里面的话多么多。
How much he talked.
这个人讲话, 里头有没有东西呢?
Did he really say something?
的确是有一些独到之处。
Yes, what he talked really is unique in truth.
这个人我们说真是有一点盛气凌人。
He was very proud.
目无尊者。
Doesn't respect the elderly.
其实我们不要错看以利户这个人。
But we don't want to misjudge Elihu.
的确是一个爱慕真理的人。
He indeed is one love truth.
是个很有涵养、很有节制的年轻人。
He really was tolerant and patient.
我常看见有的人在那里辩论呢, 旁听的人气得要死。
I saw a lot of arguments that one sit beside it always feel so angry.
辩论的人还没有发脾气, 听的人桌子一拍，坐了。
The one who is arguing still talking, and the one listened to it was mad and stand up and go.
以利户气得这样子，他没有拍桌子跑，这表明他相当有涵养。
Elihu, he didn't do action like this. I think he must be very polite.
那么他在这个年纪长的人面前,
啊，能够这么样一直让他们讲错话讲到底，带着不作声，也相当尊敬年老的人。
He can hold this long to listen to what they said without expressing his emotion. I think this is not easy.
当然，每一个人讲话跟他的个性都有一点关系。
When everybody talks, it's related to their own character.
所以你看看讲的话里面都有一点自命不凡的样子。
When they talk, they always feel so proud.
他总喜欢别的人在他讲话不要插嘴。
They always like when while he was talking, nobody should disturb.
并且要别人洗耳恭听。
They want them to sit quietly listen.
我们来看这个三十二章第二节。
Chapter 32, verse 2.
啊，那时有啊一部基人拦阻巴拉加的儿子以利户向啊约伯发怒，因约伯自义不以神为义，啊。再看第三十一节啊，三十三章我讲的错了，三十三章第二节。
Chapter 33, verse 2.
啊，三十三章啊，第一节、第二节，约伯啊，请听我的话，留心听我一切的言语。我现在开口，用色发言。那么在这里，他预先要他们安静下来，因为。我要讲话了。
First, he asked them to be quiet. He was going to speak.
那么还有三十一节，三十三章三十一节。
Verse 31.
约伯啊，你当侧耳听我的话，不要作声，等我讲说。你若有话讲，就可以回答我。你只管说，那因我愿意以你为誓，但现在你不要说。
You want him to wait until he finishes talking.
那我们再看这个三十四章第二节。
Chapter 34, verse 2.
你们智慧人要听我的话，有知识的人要留心听。没有知识、没有智慧的人就不要听。
Those who are wise, listen to me.
那其他这个第三十四章第十节、十六节。三十七章十四节都是同样的语气。
Verse 10, 16, and all talk with the same mood.
啊，他一直的就觉得他的话也非同凡响。
Always he feel his talking is different from others.
那我们如果站在一个不客观的老年人看起来呢，老早已经气死了。
If it's unobjective older people, then they must be angry to death.
但是这四个长者呢？却被他的话语惊服的一言不发。
But these four elderly people, they were amazed and keeps quiet.
实际上，他你的话是非常有分量。
Indeed, his word is with a lot of content.
那他与三个朋友讲话不同的地方在哪里呢
？What is the difference? His talk is with the other.
就是他能够安静地分析约伯讲话的根源到底是什么。
He could quietly analyze what is the root of Job's talking.
所以他能把约伯讲的话把它归纳成为几点注意来加以解答。
And he induct every one of Job's talking and try to answer one by one.
你想我们已经讲了四堂约伯记了。
We already talked four messages about Job.
我相信我们所讲的我们还是一头雾水。
I think we still feel a lot of confusion.
要把它分段起来都很难。这个以利户能把它清清楚楚，这是不简单的。
It's hard for us to divide into parts, but Elihu was not it.
那么
，is very bright.
他的态度是怎样呢
？What was his attitude?
他不至于一个已经了解这个真理的这个资格出现。
He did not talk as if he already understand the truth.
啊，用一种压力的方法要约伯能够认罪。
He did not use pressure to urge Job to acknowledge.
他乃是以一个教师的方法来劝导、来解释一些不合理的言论。
He used a method of a teacher to advise him, tell him what is not reasonable.
所以他对于苦难。也有他自己一套的看法。
And he also has his own understanding about suffering.
那这一些都不是他三个朋友所能够有的一种美德。
This is lacking for the three friends.
那我们来看 他把约伯所讲的话归纳为哪几点。
Let's see how many categories he classified Job's talking.
那首先我们看33章第八节到第十一节。
Chapter 33, verse 8 through 11.
你所说的我听见了，也听见你的言语说，我是清洁无故的，我是无辜的，在我里面也没有罪孽，神找机会攻击我，以我为仇敌，把我的脚上了木狗，窥察我一切的道路。我要回答你，你这话无理，因为神比世人更大。他就讲到神是不是会攻击一个无辜的人。
He talked, will God attack the innocent man?
那他认为神绝对不会这么做。
He knows God will never do this.
那为什么呢？
Why?
他有几个理由。
Many reasons.
那第一个理由，神有保密的自由。
First, God can keep his secret.
那十三节。
In verse 13.
你为何与他争论呢？因为他的事都不对人解说。
Why do you complain against him that he does not give an account of all his doing?
所以有的时候我们的遭遇，神不向我们说明，这个不一定是一件不好的事。
Sometimes God doesn't explain to what we have experienced is not actually something bad.
你因为神不跟你讲话，你就乱讲话，这是不合理的。
If God doesn't talk to us, then we talk wildly. This is not right.
是不是我们好的时候来对神也有这样无理的要求？
Do we sometimes treat God in this unreasonable way?
常常说这件事是不应该这样嘛。
Well, we shouldn't be like this.
为什么啊这样对待我
？Why he treat me like this?
那我们希望神给我们做一个报告。
We hope God give us a report.
那如果你家里有孩子
，If you have children in your home,
你从 office 回来了
，Come home from the office.
你的儿子跟你说
，Your son talk to you.
请你把今天一天报告给我听。
Please report what you have done today.
你不知道你的感觉是怎么样
？I don't know how do you feel.
那么说这个以利户怎么说呢
？How did Elihu say?
那神的事不对，都对人说，因为神比智人更大。
He said he would not give accounts to you all because he is greater than man.
那实际上我们知道，神有的时候说我们啊，也不知道，也不清楚。
Sometimes God, even if he talked to us, we cannot understand him.
甚至于神说了以后，对我们也不一定有好处。
When he tells us, not necessarily beneficial to us.
什么叫做试炼？
What is a trial?
试炼如果跟你讲清楚了，就不叫试炼。
If he explained it to you, it won't be called a trial.
那有的时候我们呢，总喜欢神把我们一生的蓝图都给我们讲得清清楚楚。
Oh, we like God give us blueprint of our life.
所以好多人喜欢去找算命的。
So we like to go to a fortune teller.
那教会里面不会有算命的。
We can never find one in church.
因为神认为把你的命告诉了你呢，对你不造就。
God knows that to tell you everything is not good for you.
有的人讲得很好。
Somebody said.
如果你将来的道路是苦的话。
If the path, the way of your life will be miserable,
神预先告诉你,
God will tell you ahead of time.
这个苦会加增一倍,
and this suffering will be doubled.
如果你将来是很快乐的话,
if you'll be happy in the future,
预先告诉你以后,
tell you ahead of time,
你的快乐会减少一半,
and you will decrease the happiness.
实际上就是如此。
Actually, it is so.
比如说神告诉你30岁要死。
If God tells you, you will die.
那你现在啊，就天天坐立不安了。
And every day you won't be happy.
又吃不下，又睡不着。
Cannot eat, cannot sleep.
说不定不到30岁已经死掉了。
Maybe you die before 30.
那如果神告诉你，你30岁要发大财。
If God tells you, you will become rich on the age of
30. 那你现在就兴奋得不得了。
Then you start to be excited.
到了真正发财，你一点不快乐。
When you really have the wealth, you won't feel happy anymore.
所以神就不告诉你我的将来有很多的事情。
So God will tell us things will happen in the future.
一方面是为了训练我们的信心。
One side he wants to train us.
一方面实际上是为了我们的益处。
Another way is for our benefit.
那么为什么神 不跟人讲话呢？
Why God doesn't talk to man?
那第33章14节到18节，他又讲出第二个理由。
He tells the second reason from verse 14 through 18.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
那33章14节到第18节。
Verse 14 through 18.
神说了一次两次，世人却不理会。人躺在床上沉醉的时候，神就用梦和夜间的异象开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们心上，好叫人不从自己的事，不行骄傲的事，拦阻人不陷在坑里，不死在刀下。实际上神并不是永远不讲话。
It's not God never talked to man.
有的时候神是一而再再而三的讲话。
God tell to us one after another.
特别是要救人脱离罪恶啊，使他的心窍开启的时候，神是不厌其烦的讲话。
Especially to someone to save him out from sin.
那或者是用异梦，或者是用异象。
He used dreams or visions.
那但是人常常不理会神的话语。
But human always ignore him.
所以神并不是永远不讲话的神。
God is not one never talks.
那么第三方面，他又讲到神有时候不讲话是为了惩治人。
The third reason that God doesn't talk is because to punish us.
那就是33章19节到28节。
From verse 19 through 28.
那么当人受神惩治的时候，那人在神的面前就应该悔改。
When a person is punished, he should repent before God.
啊，这一些的话语，我相信我们看了之后都觉得是非常独特的言语。
When we read all these verses, we think these are very unique verses.
那么他就在第二点来回答约伯的话语。
He answered Job.For the second time,
这是34章第五节和第六节。
Chapter 34, verse 5 and 6.
一起来念34章五节六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
约伯曾说，我是公义，神夺去我的理，我虽有理，还算为说谎言的，我虽无过，受的伤还不能得医治。这个就讲到神会攻击，神是专横无理的神吗？
Is God a tyrannical God?
那他是对于有理的人也会无辜的攻击吗？
And will he attack an innocent man?
那么以利户呢，就从四点来回答他的问题。
Elihu answered him from four points.
在第34章十节到第十五节。
Chapter 34, verse 10 through 15.
他首先肯定神是一位绝对公平的神。
He asserted that God is a just God.
所以他绝对不会做任何错误的事。
He will not do anything perverted to the truth.
那么第二呢，在十六节到二十八节。
The second reason from verse 16 to 28.
他讲到神也不可能做错事。
It's impossible for God to do something
wrong. 因为神对于人有绝对的知识。
Because he thoroughly understands man.
所以他判断人不会有错误。
So his judgment will never be wrong.
那么第二十九节到三十节。
Verse 29 and 30.
他是讲到神一切的惩罚对人的对待都是绝对公平的。
He said that
绝对公正确的。
His judgment is always correct.
所以每一个人所受的份都是恰到好处。
Everybody receive the portion he deserved.
那么第31节到37节。
Verse 31 through
37. 他就讲出了他个人对于约伯受苦的一个认识。
He tells him personally how he thinks Job's suffering was.
是神在那里试验他。
Because God was trying him.
这一点是他与三个朋友不同的所在。
That's the difference he is with the three friends.
我们来读一读这几节圣经。
Let's read 31 through 37.
那三是一戒，念起。有谁对神说，我受了责罚，不再犯罪，我所看不明的，求你指教我。我若做了孽，你不再做，他施行报应，岂要随你的心愿，叫你推辞不受吗？选定的是你，不是我。你所知道的，只管说吧。明理的人和听我话的智慧人，必对我说：越伯说话没有知识，言语中毫无智慧。愿越伯被试验到底，因他回答像恶人一样。他在罪上又加悖逆，在我们中间拍手，用许多言语轻慢神。他认为约伯在试验的时候没有受到应该受到的教训。
He thought during his trials he did not really learn the lesson.
所以他赞成神延长这个试验的时间。
He agreed God can will postpone this period of suffering.
那么第三个要点是什么呢？
What's the third point?
神赏罚不明吗？
Is God unjust to give recompenses?
35章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 35, verse 1 through 3.
以利户又说，你以为有你，或以为你的公义胜过神的公义，才说这与我有什么益处？我不犯罪，比犯罪有什么好处呢？这讲到底一个人行善有什么好处？
Job feels, what is the advantage to do good?
那我相信我们好多时候来也有同样的一个牢骚。
I think we often have this complaint too.
那以利户怎么回答这个问题呢？
How did Elihu answer this?
实在是一个有智慧的人。
He really was a man of wisdom.
他反过来问一个问题。
He asked him in a question.
你犯罪对神有什么坏处呢？
He said, if you sin, what hurt you can do to God?
那你这个犯罪能够使神有什么亏损呢？
You're saying, how can you damage God by your sinning?
这个看起来，所以神并没有一个义务，因为人犯罪他一定要来管教人，因为跟他没有什么大的影响。
God really doesn't have the responsibility to take care of your sinning.
那么但是人犯罪的对于自己对于周围的人却有影响。
When you sin, it's really an influence to yourself and to the people around you.
因此他认为一个人受苦的时候，神要他学习一个更深的功课。
So when a man is suffering, God wants him to learn a deeper lesson.
那就是让人在夜间歌唱。
Is to make man to sing during the middle of night.
那这所以他讲的后面他就劝约伯等候神把他的旨意显明出来。
So he advised Job to wait for God to reveal his own truth.
那三十五章第十四节。
Chapter 35 verse 14.
那接着下面他把他言论的第四点又表达出来。
In the fourth, he expressed his expression.
那是他对于苦难的看法。
And how he looks at suffering himself.
三十六章一直到第二十三节。
Chapter 36, 1 through
这一段话是非常宝贵的。
This is a precious paragraph.
那他这种对苦难的认识实在对我们今天有很大的帮助。
It's helpful for us to understand what suffering is.
首先他认为苦难是一个洁净的火。
He think suffering is a purifying fire.
三十六章第八节到第十节。
Chapter 36, verse 8 through 10.
我们一起来念念三十六章第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 and 10.
他们若被锁链捆住，被苦难的绳索缠住，他就把他们的作为和过犯指示他们，叫他们知道有骄傲的行动，他也开通他们的耳朵，得受教训，吩咐他们离开罪恶。好，就练字。你看这里所讲到苦难能够对付人的一个罪，不是行为上的罪。
Now we know suffering sometimes God want not only to deal with us, the sin in our conduct, but the sin in our heart.
那很多时候来一些长久的苦难是对付里面的罪，就是骄傲的罪。
The long suffering usually is dealing with the, our inside sin, which is pride.
这实在是一个非常正确的说法。
This is a correct saying.
我们知道一个火的这个熬炼是能够熬炼到这个人这个铁的本质里头去。
A refining of fire can really work the iron to the purifying point.
这个水能够洁净一件事物的外表。
Water only washes the surface of something.
但是火呢，能够洁净一个事物的内里。
But the fire can purify the inside.
你看见一个铁放在火里。
When you see iron put in fire.
啊，冷的就变成热的。
When it's cold, it becomes hot.
黑的就变成红的。
When it's black, it turns red.
那硬的就变成软的。
The hard becomes soft.
以后呢，整个的铁都变成火。
And the whole iron becomes fire.
是神把那个人放在那个长久的这个苦难里，就是好像把他放在火里头一样。
When God put a man in suffering for a long time, as if He put man into fire.
一定是要把他里面的一些杂质把它捞掉。
He wants to take away all the rubbish inside.
要让他与神的性情有份。
So that his nature would be like God.
那么这个火。啊，这个苦难还有什么作用呢
？What's the other function of fire？
啊，苦难实际上是一种救人脱离苦难的方法。
Actually, it's a way to deliver man from suffering.
那十五节到第十六节
，Verse 15 and 16，
帮我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
啊，神借着困苦救拔困苦人，趁他们受欺压，开通他们的耳朵。神也必引你出离患难，进入宽阔不狭窄之地，摆在你膝上，必满有肥甘。所以有的时候是痛苦啊，是为救我们脱离更大的困苦。
Sometimes afflictions is for helping us to be delivered from a greater affliction.
所以这就好像有的人打预防针一样。
Just like we take a preventing shot.
那么你预先有了。这一个抵抗性呢，你就不会再去落在更深的苦难之中。
When you have the resistance, you can overcome the greater disease.
那么苦难的这个临到约伯，可是约伯不了解神的心意。
Suffering come to Job, he could not understand it.
所以他最后就责备约伯，拣选罪恶胜过拣选苦难。
So he blamed on Job, he chose evil rather than truth.
这一段话的确是非常高明的一段话语。
This is very reasonable and with a great truth.
那以后他就开始唱论神伟大的作为。
And later on, he described how great God's work is.
啊，他从几个方面在大自然里面把神的奇妙作为啊述说出来。
He exhibit from the nature God's creation.
啊，三十六章二十四节到三十七章第十三节。
Chapter 36, verse 24 through chapter 37.
那三十六章的二十七节、二十八节讲到雨水。
Chapter 36, 27 and 28 talks about water.
那么这个三十章二十节下面就讲到雷轰闪电。
Verse 30 talks about the thunder, lightning.
那么三十七章六节到第十节是讲到冰雪。
Chapter 37, verse 6 and 10 talks about ice and snow.
三十七章第十一节到十三节讲到云彩。
Verse 11 and 30 talks about clouds.
啊，讲到神这管理大自然呢，都是有很多奇妙的作为。
How he rule all the universe, God wonders.
都是人不能够测度的。
It's the wonder man can never search.
所以最后他说，大自然物质的世界我们都不能测度。
He said, this nature, this material world, we cannot even understand.
我们怎么能够对灵界的事完全了解呢？
How can we understand spiritual things thoroughly?
所以在他讲话的最后，他劝约伯安静等候。神的旨意显明。
So So at the end of his talking, he advised Job to wait quietly, looking for God's help.
神最终有一天要把黑暗除去，真理显明出来。
There will be a day God will remove the clouds and reveal the truth to him.
那我们现在读这一段话就结束了。
We read the passage, then we conclude.
我们读二十一节到二十四节，三十七章二十一节到二十四节。
Chapter 37, verse 21 through 24.
那现在有云遮蔽，人不得见穹苍的光亮，但风吹过，天又发晴，金光出于北方，在神那里有可怕的威严。论到全能者，我们不能得度，他大有能力，有公平和大义，必不苦待人，遂人敬畏他。凡自以为心中有智慧的人，他都不苦练。这一段话讲完之后，使得约伯和他三个朋友都心里头安静下来。
This paragraph really make Job and his friends quiet down.
这个年轻人实在是大有学问。
This young man really was very learned.
也大有智慧。
Full of wisdom.
那么接着他这样的教导，使得约伯的心情就预备好了。
Because of the teaching, Job's heart was prepared ready.
所以就带出了神可以讲向他讲话的可能。
So he was ready for God to talk to him.
我相信这个以利户是神打发来的。
I think Elihu is sent by God.
他的话语的最大作用。
The greatest function of his talking was.
就好像一盆冷水浇下来。
Just like a lot of cold water shower upon.
让三个朋友跟约伯的心都冷静下来。
And the hearts of Job and the three friends can be quiet down.
让他们的心谦卑下来。
Humble themselves.
这个时候神就可以开始讲话。
Then God can start to talk to them.
所以神讲话的时候都是人预备好的时候。
And when God talk to us is the time when our hearts are prepared.
要不然的话神讲话也讲不进去。
Otherwise, when he talks to us, we cannot hear him.
我们感谢神。
Thank God.
我们还有最后一堂，明天就讲。
We still have another message.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们真是感谢赞美你。在这样复杂的奇妙的宇宙，你有你自己的权柄来统管万有。你本为善，你所行的也善。虽然魔鬼用各样的方法要使人对于你的观念模糊，也使你的儿女们对于你的作为、对你的慈爱、对于你的计划怀疑，我们感谢你，洪水泛滥的时候你仍然坐在天上为王。你没有一件事曾经出过错误，你没有一个计划曾经受过拦阻，你没有一件事不是对于爱你的人使他得着力量、得着益处。你告诉我们说，万事互相效力，叫爱你的人得益处。求主让我们实在相信你是一位没有错误的神，你是一位大有全能的神，让我们的信心在任何的环境里都能刚强站立得住。主啊，你告诉我们说，你使我们有信心，是我们胜过这世界的，就是我们的信心。主啊，但愿这样一个信心能够长存在我们心里。哦，主啊，我们知道魔鬼用各样的方法要使我们的信心软弱，我们但愿你给我们有约伯那样的信心，更是给我们在你的面前受到患难的时候有一个安静的灵，在你的面前俯伏等候。求主垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。